Cumulus Station.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
That's right, it sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right. At 2:28.
Whoa.
2:58. You know what? It's just military time. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No. I'm sorry. Here's Grooves.
I'm sorry.
Here's Grooves with some sponsors at 2:58.
TexasLending.com and Rodeo Ford.
Rodeo Ford. All
What's
right.
Up?
Very good.
Just get here.
Dan will be joining us via the phone. Allow me to introduce Donovan to you today.
Thank you, Bob, and we welcome Dan on the phone. Hello, Dan.
I think Bob was on Newfoundland time.
I might have been. Thanks for covering for me.
And let us welcome in the Hardline. Hardline, hello. Do you read me?
Hey now.
Hello.
What's happening?
Why is Dan on the phone?
Who is this?
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Snake.
You got a 3:15 what?
Tea time.
I have a doctor. Yeah, I have a tea Jeez. Time.
Colon cleansing?
I have a doctor appointment, and I'm just wondering, would the HOV be okay for this?
Yeah, if you got your panda.
Just tell him
what's the matter with you.
I've just been a little bit ill this week.
I don't believe you.
Hey, if they look at you in the HOV lane, just point down and keep going.
Wait a minute.
You've been a little bit ill this week?
Do you have Indian's fever?
Oh, no.
I've been taking pills to get me through the show. I'm cool with that. And then I go home and just, I'm hammered. So
did Indian's fever really flare up with game one tonight?
Yes. It's the Bathy on the Hill. I must see the doctor before the game.
All right, Hardline.
You're hammered.
Hardline, where are you guys today, sirs?
Just killing me, you know?
What do you mean you go home and you get through the show and then you're hammered?
Just all.
What does that mean?
Freaking fever and tired and just.
Well, that's Indian's fever, man. That's all that is.
I know, but I need a shot. I need something. You know, something.
You know.
A pill.
A pill is not a solution to every problem, man.
I got a bad case of loving you.
We are at Blackfin, Donovan.
Yes.
Sorry, Donovan.
Who?
Sorry, Donovan.
Blackfin? Where is that?
Beltline and Midway.
It's a little bit to the west of the tollway on Beltline before you get to Midway.
I am on my way.
Me too.
You know, we are here for a very valid reason, and that is to get everybody's head right for this big, big football weekend.
Aggie Red Raider?
Yep, that's one.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, a lot of people are fired up about Oklahoma, Missouri.
Sooner Tiger.
And do the Redskins have the cojones to actually show up at Lambeau?
Ooh.
And the biggest of all, Adamson Kimball.
That is huge. Who you got, Mike?
I got cheer 'em on for Big K, Donovan.
I think I'm with you. Adamson, they don't stand a chance against those Knights.
Although they are unbeaten.
What about who have they played?
What about Kansas State, Colorado?
Who's USC going to unleash its fury on?
Who is who?
USC going to get well on.
They're going to get well on Arizona.
Nice.
I see. I'll be joining them at the Coliseum tomorrow for that.
Really?
Yes.
A lot of people get well against Arizona.
Now, are you coming back on Monday or Sunday night?
Sunday.
Oh, dear. So you have your Cowboy game ducks in a row?
I think so.
Let's hope so. Are you going to be traveling mid-game?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear.
Boy, you know what you're going to run into?
What?
Guy at the baggage bin that's
yes,
going to be on his phone announcing really loud the score.
It's not gonna get... I will tune him out very quickly.
You know what? It's not going to get to the baggage bin. It's going to, right when you land, and you can turn your cell phones on.
You're right. You're
right. As soon as you hear the bloop, bloop, someone
will... Oh, hey, Cowboys winning, 21-20.
No. Last year when I came back on the parents' weekend on Sunday. They were playing the dreaded and feared, and that was a big game, too. And I managed to successfully avoid hearing the score the whole time.
What time do you
first
land?
Class?
What time do you land, do you think?
I'm not sure.
Evening?
Late stages of the game, though?
Probably.
You got no chance.
Yeah,
you watch me.
No.
You're a dead man.
You watch me. You watch me.
All right, well,
I will.
Today
I'm not checking any baggage, so I don't have to go to the baggage claim and stand around and watch monitors
like,
on.
Like you're going through that airport like OJ, given
like you're gonna
I sure will.
You're gonna fly back.
By the way, OJ was at the game last week. That's why they lost.
You're gonna fly back in your full Julius Caesar outfit. Little shield.
Why don't you take the horse back? Why don't you take the horse back in your full gear?
Hello?
I just might do that.
All right. Well, today is Friday, October 12th.
Hello. Whoa. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Who's this?
Am I on?
Is this a hammer?
Yes, it is.
Where the hell have you been?
Believe me, car and faux chaos. I just hope I'm on. I'm using my OnStar. This is the first time I've ever used it. I didn't know if I was dumb or not. I don't have a cell phone. My cell phone's lost.
Take a right turn at Waverly.
So I'm just hoping my OnStar is working in my car.
Beside Luby's.
So how, if you don't have a cell phone, how are we talking to you right now?
It's my OnStar.
Really?
Yeah. I've never used it before, and it doesn't recognize my voice. And it, believe me, it's been H-E-double-L all morning long for me.
All right. Well, welcome.
I'm here. I'll be there.
All right. Well, today is Friday, October 12th.
Hey, ho.
I'm sorry, Rocktober 12th.
Thank you.
The 285th day of 2007. There are 80 days left in this year.
Jeez.
I'm glad you're showing no reluctance to get with the Rocktober program.
Hey, not where I work, dog.
That's right.
I'm the Bone Brother.
October means time to rock. That makes it Rocktober.
On this day 10 years ago, Bob, singer John Denver was killed in the crash of his privately built aircraft in Monterey Bay, California. He was 53 years old, Bob.
Bob, come on.
Greatness, too.
Gilligan?
Come on, Bob.
No, not Bob Denver. John.
On this day in 1979, the first three-pointer in NBA history was hit in Boston's season opener versus Houston. Anyone care to guess who hit that three-pointer? 79.
Chris Ford.
Chris Ford. Hit the first three-pointer in NBA history.
How about that?
That's pretty good, man.
Top that.
I can't.
Didn't Chris Ford have a swim through milk?
He was a stinker coach.
Didn't he?
How'd that work out for y'all?
They also called him the doctor, did they not? For one particular dunk on the doctor? That's good.
Let's hang on. And on this date in 1989, Herschel Walker was traded from the Dallas Cowboys to Minnesota for 12 players, a 1992 number one, and six conditional draft picks.
That'll never work out.
I'm not.
Irrelevant fun fact. One of the very few players in NFL history to play the exact same team in consecutive weeks.
That's right. How y'all doing?
Who was that team, Herschel?
Giants?
The Packers.
Oh, the Packers, yeah.
Why else would Bob know an obscure thing like that?
Hey, come on.
I'm not bad with other teams.
Yeah, they played the Packers twice. Damn sure did, Bob.
Bob, is a Packer fan, when that trade came down, were you a little bit scared?
Oh, yeah.
That the Vikings had found their missing piece?
Yeah. Kind of like I feel now about Adrian Peterson.
Did you think that was
AP.
Unfair?
To be a
in
Everybody knows you love AP.
I was a lot better than he's gonna be.
All right, let's get to birthdays, shall we?
Yep. Who's this?
Herschel, you still here?
That's Where's Don?
Donovan.
That's me. How you doing, Herschel?
You sound black.
I am.
Oh, well, all right. How you doing?
You don't.
Donovan?
Now, how does one sound black?
That's what I'd like to know. How do you sound black?
Who's that?
All right, Mr. McDowell. even though I think it's completely
Where
gay.
Where is Don?
I'd like to request a birthday shout-out for myself on Friday, October 12th. I'm a year one P1, and I'll be 28. So according to Mike, you guys need to care about me for at least another 26 years. As a fellow Jesuit alum, please let Grooves know he's doing us proud, and please tell Bob to up the chels. Cleveland rocks, Brian.
Do what?
What do you mean up the scales? That's right. Cleveland does rock.
I didn't say scales. I said chels.
Up the chels.
What the hell is that?
What's that? Like Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
I hate
some
Chelsea.
Some other gay thing.
And I certainly hope nothing but defeat to Chelsea, but nevertheless, happy birthday.
In other birthday news, Marion Jones is 32.
Ooh, I bet she's having a great birthday today.
She took steroids.
Birthday back.
You ever take steroids, Herschel?
No, man, I do sit-ups and push-ups.
That's it, right?
That's all.
I have one, Donnie.
What about free weights?
No, don't do free weights, Don.
Dan.
Whatever.
This says, Dear Bob, could you please mention my brother and his partner's third anniversary? Their names are Nathaniel and Charles Brown, and they're still going strong. Thanks, I really appreciate it.
What do you mean, partner?
Yeah, what's a partner?
Domino partner, ping pong partner?
I don't know what that means.
Like his life partner? You know, a little of this.
Oh, okay.
A little of what? I
this.
Can't see you, Don.
Leon Lett is 39.
Let me explain AP to you.
Leon, let me take you on a sea cruise.
Could have been one of the greats of all time.
It will cover a fumble on you.
Tony Kubek is 71.
Yankees.
Saturday game of the week, right?
Yep.
Yankees.
He was awesome.
Charlie Ward is 37.
What am I, Heisman?
Stiff.
He's black.
Should have played football instead of basketball.
Yeah, but where would he have played?
Once had a great game at South Bend, though, didn't he?
He was no good in either one.
Kirk Cameron is 37.
Hot.
Well,
uber religious.
What a teen idol he was, man.
Now, he found God and stuff, right?
Like in a big way. But I think he married that real hot girl that was on the show. Remember the tall, dark-haired girl?
Alan Thicke?
No,
not him. Doesn't he have a hot sister? You marry Joanna Kearns?
What show are we talking about?
Growing Pains.
Yeah, Growing Pains. They get those two mixed up.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Her name is Chelsea Noble.
She was hot.
Of course she was.
And they have six children.
God, what a beating.
Four of whom they adopted.
Oh,
get rid of that.
Yeah, don't they?
God.
What's a vagine?
Easy. Dick Gregory is 75.
I think Tom
needs to say something wrong.
I think Tom needs to have a talking with you.
I do.
Did you say Dick Gregory?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call him?
That's an angry black man there.
That's my frat brother, too.
That's right. He's good for black folks.
He's you and Urkel.
Urkel's
Dick
not
Gregory.
Urkel's not my friend.
Charles Henry Chapman.
There you go.
Ray Lewis.
You no. You got initiated?
Webster.
No. Anyone else?
Prince.
You understand words that are coming out of my mouth.
Rerun.
No. Coleman.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Hugh Jackman is 39.
Wolverine.
X-Men.
Overrated.
Yeah, it's all right.
He's a good actor.
Is he?
Who's rating him?
Engineer.
I am.
Okay.
That's Hugh Beavers. Sam Moore is 72.
All right.
Oh, the butcher.
Sam and Dave.
There you go, Herschel. Well, I think this is wrong, but I'll go with it. Luciano Pavarotti?
He's dead.
Also.
Yeah, he's not doing well today.
Well.
I bet you he's down to about 210, though.
Dude. You
know? Easy.
What happened to your new
wow?
Your newfound judgment on this segment, Corby?
He doesn't live
with it.
Did he play for the Packers? Yes, or did Bob?
Yeah, he played for the Packers. Yeah,
you think he could have anchored nose tackle in the 3-4?
Yes.
Well, Herschel, you might know this one.
What's that?
Nappy Brown is 78.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who is he, Herschel?
Okay,
one of my favorite comedians.
It's a singer, man.
Oh, yeah, sing us two.
There you go, Herschel. Adam Rich is 39.
8 is enough.
This was Bradford. 8 is enough.
To fill our lives with love.
Has there ever been a gayer TV theme song than that?
I don't know, but I wanted to pick a chunk out of Abby, though. What about Susan?
What does that mean, take a chunk out of?
I don't know.
What about Lily Ames?
Sounds violent.
No, I just man. Love her.
You better line for a guy do that. Chris Wallace is 60.
Big Papa?
Ah, from Detroit Pistons.
That is his name. That's right. Christopher Wallace. But no, that's not him. Someone else.
Because he's dead, you know.
He is.
Biggie Smalls.
Is he?
That's what I hear.
He's dead as a doing. All right, let's go to, get the spares.
That's what Trumpy told
me. No, it's not Dr. Dre.
Somebody go!
I think he and Jim Morrison are hanging out.
Hey, where is that boat?
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Bob, I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Yeah.
It's throw your hands board. In the air.
I feel weird doing it, though.
Get your hood up.
Senior Mobley, 35 today.
What's a click,
that
Herschel?
Is Senior Vince's
group.
Luis Polonia, 43.
Is that right?
Yeah, you get it.
Right. You know these tenderage girls?
Eh.
He was a Madison Muskie.
Yep.
He gave me a wristband once.
Yep.
Jose Valentin, 38.
Did he ever give you an Alabama Hot Pocket?
That's a well.
You'd probably have to explain what that
no
actually is.
Don't do it.
Dave Brown is 45.
Back up.
What?
Flyers well. Great?
Jose Valentin.
Yes.
Well.
He is a well, yes. Dave Brown is 45.
How's his eye?
Flyers great?
I thought it was the quarterback, but maybe you're right.
Is that the Giants quarterback?
I guess no. Maybe it's the Flyers.
Oh, man, used to beat his ass.
Chris Chandler, 42.
Falcons.
Beat his ass a few times, too.
There's a Super Bowl quarterback.
God, that's it right. Is.
And Sid Fernandez, 45.
Were you happy, Bob, that day that
you're Sid.
That field goal sailed wide left of Gary Anderson?
Throw it 130 miles an hour.
I put that right up there with the birth of my first child.
Oh, God.
Other great moments of my
life.
Because
there was no doubt they were winning the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
Yep. Oh.
15 and 1.
And that guy hadn't missed a field goal all year.
All year
Gary
long.
Anderson was so perfect all year.
He denied Randall Cunningham, the greatest quarterback ever, a Super Bowl ring.
Dip.
Born on this day, now dead.
Dip.
Joe Cronin.
It sucks. REO Speedwagon.
Cocoon. He was in Cocoon.
No, he's in REO Speedwagon.
It's what Corby dressed up for his Halloween.
That's Kevin Curran.
And also born on this day, not dead, the
soon
absolute great Melvin Franklin.
Break the break that we are on the brink of.
You guys need to be out here because obviously the wait staff at Blackfin doesn't know what's going on. They're looking at this aging gentleman over here. Talking in this weird voice.
No, they're not.
Singing REO Speedwagon.
Who's got tomato face going?
Anyone? Melvin Franklin? Anyone?
Mel Turpin?
Temptations.
Talk to him.
Temptations.
See there? Let him look at
I
it now.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to. It's Melvin Franklin, son. Blue.
Did they do the Humpty Dance?
No. Dead on this day, still dead, Wilt Chamberlain.
Great.
So do you think that's true? How many did he say? 25,000?
No. It's ridiculous.
20.
Like 10. I don't know. Was
it I had 30.
It does. Because 10,000 is believable. 25,
not it. Yeah, it would have been like one every 6 minutes.
I'll tell you what's unbelievable is 1,000 sit-ups and 1,000 push-ups before
nightfall.
All right.
Yeah, like wouldn't... You ever have to save some for after dinner, Herschel?
No. Got to do them all before nightfall.
Why?
Because. Like to get them done.
How about 20,000 women? That was what it was actually.
20,000?
Yeah.
Oh, 30,000.
I'd like to thank Wikipedia fact checker Ty Walker for that.
Thank you, Ballsack.
You don't think I know that off the top of my head?
I don't think you know anything off the top of your head.
Good point.
Dead, also dead on this day, still dead, John Denver. Bob?
Gilligan.
That's some greatness.
And Corby, dead on this day, still dead, Robert E. Lee.
Ooh.
The general.
Oh, the general. Bass player for Rush.
It's a big day for Ray McGrego.
That was Getty. That was Getty.
I'm not sure he's dead.
And what does Tyler have to say about this?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
I think Robert E. Lee and Biggie Smalls are hanging out together right now somewhere.
Thank you to Centennial in Richardson. And the Hardline is next.
I think she really wants to settle down and have kids
okay,
and all
well,
that.
Do that.
She
wants Troy the plumber.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to have some big $15 million a year, a picture actor.
She does.
Famous. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe she needs to date Jeff Weaver.
I don't think athletes are real people either. You know what? I'm going to write a screenplay about that. This is my first screenplay as a famous Hollywood actress leaving Hollywood and going to the hinterlands to find a husband. It might work.
It probably, there's no question it was work.
Wasn't that called Home Improvement?
You know,
what?
Oh, hang on.
You know, kind of.
No.
Hold on.
What? Explain yourself.
I thought that was what that was about.
That's first of all, that's a TV show.
Right? I know. Based in Detroit about a handyman who had a TV show about
All right, so I had it wrong then.
God!
I thought it was about Pamela Anderson moving to Detroit to find her a guy.
Go ahead, Greg.
2 weeks in a row.
You know who kind of did that? Andy McDowell.
She did?
Is the time. 33 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. According to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile, the tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is the Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, dickheads and ticky chicks. Warmest greetings to the remainder of America, to the free world as we know it today, to all the ships at sea. Warmest greetings to all those denizens of what we once knew as the galaxy region, by the channel all across this great platform of ours. It is Friday, and today we emanate live from Blackfin. Blackfin, located on Beltline Road, a little bit to the west of the tollway, east of Midway. And we are essentially here for one reason, and one reason only today. And that is to get everybody's head right for this big, big weekend of football that is in front of us. And baseball, for that matter.
Yes.
But mostly football. We have Cowboys-Patriots this weekend. We have a big college football agenda coming up as well. So we would invite everybody to come down here to Blackfin and get ready for it by hanging out with your little buddies, the Hardline.
We have so much stuff
this?
To give away.
He is the Cobra.
Here's Cobra.
Good Lord.
God, bless it.
So, I don't think I've ever seen us give away so much stuff. And this is all cowboy related.
Well, you want to go over the list here?
You got it?
I'm not sure. We have a football signed by
Marion Barber.
Right there.
And another signed by Jason Witten. Right there. Right? Is that what you've got?
Yep. The hard lines only.
The hard lines only what?
He's our teammate.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
Challenge.
And let's see. We have a Cowboys BMX bike to give away here. Look at
a
that.
A bicycle.
That's right. Awesome.
That is awesome.
Is that one of those you can do flips on and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a...
Motorcycle!
No, it's a bicycle, actually.
I think that's one of those things that you take out to urban areas with skateboarders and stuff late at night.
Bicycle.
And, like, you ride down handrails on it and stuff. Is that right? Is that what that is?
You sound like the most unhip human of all time.
Well, I am. Never said I wasn't.
Was that big when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Not that type of bicycling, but yeah, I mean, that didn't become chic until, you know, the last 10 to 15 years, the really hardcore bikes.
So you never got into that, the trick bikes and all that?
No.
What they do is impossible.
Yeah, I know.
The skateboarders, a double flip and...
The skateboarders and bikers of the world are extremely talented right now, but I think that's one of those bikes for a kid, right? Tell me it's a kid's bike.
Well, those are the only ones that do it are kids, aren't they?
No, they have, like, leagues.
They do?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you see it on TV, on ESPN2 and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I thought they had it at the what are they, the Special Olympics?
No, the X Games.
Oh, yeah, the X Games.
Wow. You're
sorry.
Real mixed up.
I got my wires crossed there.
Yeah,
sorry.
Obviously.
Yeah, I thought they...
Here with the Special Olympics joke series is Mike.
No, I don't have a Special Olympics joke series.
Wow.
Sound like you did.
I support the Special Olympics.
Obviously.
In
many, with a line of
ways.
Humor.
No line of humor. Nothing funny about the Special Olympics. They do great work.
Then you shouldn't joke about them like
well,
you did.
Well, I didn't joke about them.
You said they have their own bike league.
I made a mistake, okay?
Why do you hate retarded people?
I don't. I feel sorry for them. At least I don't come on here asking people like you why they hate them when we all know you do.
You're the one making jokes.
Yeah,
this isn't about me. This is about you.
No, this is not about me.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
Uh-uh.
Just apologize.
All right, I'm sorry. Nobody was offended by that. I'm sorry.
Who are you apologizing to?
To the Special Olympics people.
The Special Olympiads?
Yes, the Special Olympians and Olympiads. And all who support that noble cause.
I'd like to see somebody do those tricks on a 10-speed.
No, that's not possible.
It might be.
That's not possible. Would you stop playing that stupid drop?
Why is it not possible?
Yeah, why can't they do that on a 10-speed?
Don't listen to him.
We also have a helmet. Who signed that helmet? Gary Will... Oh, we did?
Oh,
yeah,
well.
Gary Williams did.
Who's that?
That's bound to be worth a lot of money.
Corby, Mike, and Greg. I thought it said Gary Williams.
That's a Belvedere Vodka helmet.
So sure is. Indulge moderately.
Yeah.
When you fill that helmet up with Belvedere, please, indulge moderately.
Yeah, you put that helmet on and that's the first thing you're going to hear.
Indulge moderately. Like the quarterbacks have connection with the offensive coordinator and stuff.
Right.
That's what you hear in that helmet. Overindulge moderately.
Yeah, you'll be scolded and admonished by the Cobra.
You hear that? And bicycle.
Well, that doesn't
indulge
give you very
moderately.
Much, that doesn't give you very much help during the game if this is all you get when you're trying to adjust at halftime. And
you think Tony Romo would be upset if all he heard was, indulge moderately. Indulge moderately. Damn it!
Third and 12, what do I do?
Shut up.
You might wonder what the deal is there, yeah. Is that all we have to give away?
That's pretty good.
Is there more? Yeah, I know that's pretty good.
The helmet, the bicycle?
Is there no more?
Don't we have John Fogerty tickets?
We have John Fogerty tickets. Oh, crap. I got two tickets to the Stars game in my pocket.
Well, those your personal tickets or what?
No, I don't have personal tickets to that.
Well, you got season tickets and everything else.
One sport. One.
Well, yeah, that's...
Not everything else.
You going to get Ranger season tickets next year?
No, that's for you.
Bicycle.
All right, so we got Stars Stars tickets for tonight.
Yes.
And who do they play?
The Flames.
Fire. All right. Stars Fire. Fire's supposed to be good, right?
You're asking me?
Haven't won so far this year.
Oh, my God.
They're winless. You're close. They're 0-2-1.
Let's go back to Danny, who is the true hockey
What would you like to know about hockey?
Could you break down the West?
Can you name any team in the West?
That one from Los Angeles?
There you go. There he is.
Los Angeles what?
Kings.
There you go.
Thank you.
What's up?
What's up, hockey?
All right, so we got that. We got John Fogerty tickets, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Three pairs. And we have a bicycle.
Don't we have other tickets, too? Wasn't there another kind of ticket that we have?
We have free sandwiches. Okay.
All right.
T-shirts?
Yeah, maybe T-shirts and free sandwiches and who knows what all else. And even maybe gumdrops.
Yep.
So come on out here to Blackfin and let's all get our head right for big football this weekend.
The duel in Dallas.
Yes.
Are you buying into that?
Hell yeah,
No, I don't mean the game. I mean that phony
hype.
Yeah. No, not the hype. Just how they're putting a label on it. Duel in Dallas.
Why not? Let's get into it, man.
I can't wait for the game. I think it's going to be a real cool scene, but duel in Dallas.
That's right.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why did they change the name from Red River Shootout to Red River Rivalry? 9/11?
To take gunplay out of it.
Yeah. That's exactly why.
To keep gangs out of it.
Hmm.
Black people.
And I think they were trying to eliminate the black man from Texas OU.
I saw plenty of my fellow African-American brothers out there at the game.
I don't believe that.
Well, okay. You don't have to.
But I think they were attending the fair, not the game.
No, I'm inside. I sat next to a black guy.
I think they're trying to eliminate the black man from Texas OU.
Okay, there certainly wasn't
because
on the
this
field.
Is the South.
Yeah, you might want to look on the field before you say that.
Well, I mean, hey, it's fine to watch them play. They just don't want them at the game.
Who's them?
The black man.
Okay.
And everybody knows that about those places.
Those places.
Yeah. Texas and OU.
Okay.
All right, it is 3:43 here on the ticket.
I've laid awake wondering what is on Mike's mind. I've tossed and turned and crashed and burned, imagining what I'd find. So I'll just sit here and drink my beer, maybe rub one out tonight. 'Cause I can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
Can hardly wait to find out just what is on Mike's mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Classic Chevrolet and Time Warner Cable brings you this.
Bicycle.
I had a strange impulse today to do something that I know I will never do, but
AP.
I think I will. I think I would.
He's into that.
I think I would benefit from it if I did. I think it's something we would all benefit from. On the one hand, I'm philosophically opposed to this.
Colonoscopy.
Have a hot Carl.
No, I've got one of those coming up in winter dry dock.
Can I be there?
Carl?
Well, maybe that too.
Ooh.
Can me and Danny be there for your colonoscopy?
We can carry it on the air if you want.
Wow. That poor doctor.
It'd be kind of crappy if we did.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry.
No.
You're getting a colonoscopy?
That's for another day.
Yeah, that's for another day. That's for way on down the line. We'll discuss that prior to winter dry dock, because that's when that's going
to
happen.
Imagine all the hamburgers that little camera would have to fight through.
I know.
Giant slices of
on this
pizzas.
Thing?
That's all it is, a camera.
Yeah, they go up in there and take a look around, see what they see.
That poor camera.
Well, there's an In-N-Out.
All right, there's New York Street. This joke series has already been used once. It was not funny then. It's not funny now.
Oh, Captain's Platter.
Captain's Platter.
Yeah, the whole Captain's Platter.
You thought it was what?
I thought it was just where they went up there like a Roto-Rooter. I didn't know there was a camera.
Well, that's what oscopy means, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Never anytime something is...
oscopized?
Oscopic.
It's a scope.
Yeah, that means they take a camera in there and look around.
Now, is it like a Polaroid Instamatic or something?
They just... Well, it's picture just shoots out your side or something?
Yeah, just cram the whole thing up in there?
Yeah, I think it's one of those cameras that they used to use like back in the 30s, you know? Mm-hmm. About 4 feet wide.
You have to get under the blanket?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be uncomfortable, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I found myself thinking it would be a good idea to learn Spanish.
Oh,
yeah.
What? Why?
Mexicans.
You'll never do it.
Yeah, I know I'll never do it.
Why would it benefit you right now?
Well, you could read it, for one thing.
Okay, and where do you see it when you, I mean, like...
Well, I mean, it's just so all-pervasive.
You could communicate with your maid.
Yeah.
Oh, come in.
You get on the elevator, you can find out what your lawn workers are thinking about you and saying about you.
See, that's the thing, though. I don't know if I could understand it.
It's...
Like, when you see it and you read it, you know, you can make a little bit of sense out of it if you know a few basics.
Did you not take it in school?
I took, a semester or maybe a year of it at UTA. So, I grasped onto a few basics. You know, I have some idea of it. I know biblioteca.
What is that?
Library.
You know the Junior Miller words.
Right. I know the Junior Miller words. And like when I'm watching Spanish TV.
Yeah.
Telemundo, looking at the girls on there. And they go to a commercial and I see the ad for the Spanish Texas Hammer. You know, I can understand. I can make a little bit of that out, but...
You watch the Spanish channels?
Sometimes.
He'll fly by there for a soccer game.
No, I won't.
Unless it's indoor.
You know, I didn't know anyone who took advantage of a foreign language.
No, I didn't either.
Except for, I know two people in school. One guy went to Spain. TCU had like a... study program where you could go out of the country.
Study abroad.
Yeah, you can study abroad. And one of my friends went to Spain with another guy. Well, one guy just sat around and drank.
You have to go out of the country to do that?
To do what?
Study abroad.
Ha! So
that was Meshuggah.
One of my friends just drank wine.
My dad would like that.
And ate food the whole time.
A good joke.
Track with that.
Keep that line of humor coming, Mike.
But the other one took it seriously, learned the language, kind of immersed himself into the culture. And now he is a VP of one of the biggest cigar companies in Spain. Like, he took it to that extent.
Just because he's very bilingual, huh?
Yeah, and he's smart. He, like, ran Spanish Nabisco for a while. And I mean, he is a big player now.
But the fact that... he learned Spanish really well was the linchpin for all that.
Yep. And the other one, I knew a girl who majored in French.
Hey, now.
And she now is like the main food critic for...
France?
Viva La France magazine.
Viva Viagra magazine?
Yeah.
I majored in Frenching.
What does that mean?
An idiot. Okay, we've had three of the worst jokes of all time. Like, within 5 minutes.
And I didn't issue one of them.
No, you didn't.
But one's coming.
I bet you got one in you, too, before the day's over.
Probably so.
Corby?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Corby?
But those are the only two people. Everybody else cheated their way through the foreign language that they had to take.
Well, see, my sister did that, too. I mean, she learned French and majored in French and... the fact that she knows French and is very, very fluent in it has helped her every step along the way.
That's
my
hot.
Sister's...
That is hot.
What did you take in college?
Don't
You're right.
I've never taken a foreign language class one. Never. None.
You love America that much,
never.
Don't you?
No, hey, believe me, I regret it now. I totally
regret
it.
How did you get out of high school without taking one?
I went to Boyd. They didn't offer it. When I was in high school, they didn't offer it.
How did you get out of college without taking one?
You didn't have to take it. I substituted it something else. Didn't have to have it when I was there.
Hey, now, what did you take?
I didn't take any math either, remember?
I took Spanish.
God.
I didn't have to take Spanish, Michael. They didn't offer it in Knox City.
Yeah.
What about your one semester at North Texas? Did you try to get through it then?
No. I only went to one class.
What was that?
Music theory.
The Dillard class?
No.
The history of Dillard?
I'm going to learn about music.
Hey, I hate that.
The history of the Red Sox?
I so wish I'd have done that.
Would have done you any good.
Yeah, it would have.
I would have liked it if the hammer took Chinese.
You skate through
it. You speak that fluid?
Uh-huh.
You do whatever you can to get through it. Unless you're serious about it. I mean, 1 year of Spanish is not going to help you at all.
Okay, how are you gonna learn to speak Spanish? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Well, you know what?
I'm probably not going to do nothing, but I was just thinking that it might be beneficial.
Hey, I can't tell you how many times I've thought about that, of wanting to do it, just because it would be beneficial to you. I mean, everything they told me way back then about needing it later on, they're right. I mean, you really need to be bilingual in Texas.
Now, I want my son to learn it, for sure. You know?
Now, what did you take in high school?
Latin.
I did, too.
And then Spanish in college.
Oh, God, what a whipping that was.
Latin? I loved it.
I loved Latin?
I absolutely loved it. I just loved the root words, and I loved everything about it. I loved Latin.
Oh, God.
Can you speak pig Latin?
Latin 1, that's a bad joke. Latin 1 and 2. I took 2 years of it.
Yeah, I think.
And
I
you know what? A lot of it.
A lot of it was just awful.
A lot of it was propaganda. They said it got you ready for the SAT and the ACT and stuff like that.
Gotta go.
Which
didn't. So nobody on this crew can speak another language.
No.
No.
Well, I can. I know what La Biblioteca.
Yeah.
Is.
See, he basically is Spanish.
Mike speaks his own language that nobody understands.
Well, you speak Herschel.
There's that.
We have to take a break.
They told me years ago I'd regret it, and they're right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Speak another language.
It's never too late.
I think it is.
Love.
All right.
What?
The time is 3:53 here on the ticket. We're going to begin the football day with a look at the biggest, maybe, college football game of the weekend.
Bicycle.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says, Mark Cuban.
7 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
We're preparing for tomorrow with the stories of today. It's the Hardline, weekday afternoons 3 till 7 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Today from out here at Blackfin, we are getting your head right for Pats Cowboys on Sunday and all the other great football of this huge football weekend. Another reason it's a big weekend is because of Barktoberfest, which is going on tomorrow from 10 until 2 at Fort Wolf Dog Park, which is at I-30 and Beach. Is that right?
Yes, Beach.
Okay. And it's going to be a very, very fun day. There is no question about that. We did this last year. We had tons of people showing up. It was a great day. Everybody brought out the good puppy dog, and what fun it was.
Yep.
And if you've got maybe a good puppy dog that you can't handle anymore or you want to find a home for, well, they're going to have people who do that kind of thing out there. Or if you're looking for a good puppy dog, maybe you're wanting to adopt one. They're going to have that out there as
good.
Well.
Very good.
So it's a good day, a fun day, most of all, for you and us and the good puppy dog. And I hope everybody will come out to Barktoberfest tomorrow. All right. Let's get into the biggest college football game of the day tomorrow. Or maybe it is. Texas A&M, Texas Tech. Now, this has been a flurry of action over the last few days, or there has been a flurry of action over the last few days down at Texas A&M. And boy, it sounds like Coach Fran is about as done as he can be.
Yeah, if the record wasn't going to get him, this is.
Yeah.
And this could be used as
The record this year is probably his saving grace.
Well, so far.
Yeah,
so far. He's
the
lost.
The top part of the schedule is ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he's lost. There was a question on whether or not they would win as far as, you know, you look at the beginning of the year schedule. And then the Miami game was a big litmus test for them, and they got blown out. So, but yeah, their murderer's row starts tomorrow.
So nobody is willing to give the Aggies, well, that was just a bad game, to give them a pass on that, on the give them a one bad game pass?
This isn't USC. I'm willing to give USC the one bad game pass. Or I may be willing to give Oklahoma the one bad game pass, but this is A&M. You agree, right?
They don't get that?
No. Not now. Not after the last 4 years. You give them a bad game pass?
I might could be persuaded to.
As a fan?
Yeah.
Or
I might could be persuaded to.
What about as a guy who's looking at it from a national perspective? Would you be willing to give the Aggies, after what they've been through the last 4 years,
of
games?
No, they probably haven't done enough to warrant any kind of pass, you know, considering, you know, from that standpoint. But this is always a big game. It's probably a bigger game for the Tech people than it is for the Aggies.
I don't know why. You know? I mean, wouldn't you think that it should be on equal terms?
No.
Or bigger for the Aggies almost?
No, because the Aggies know that no matter what, on the pecking order in the state, they're above Tech.
In what way?
Just in terms of national attention that they get, the way they're perceived.
I'll give you that. I think it's wrong, because I think Tech has been clearly the superior program this decade, at least.
Yeah, that's probably true, but still, what's that got them?
Nothing.
That hasn't caused them to surpass the Aggies in anybody's pecking order?
No. I mean, and you know, the Aggies will get the benefit of the doubt. It appears like, you know, in the preseason, and both teams are, you know, suspect or what have you, the Aggies will always be ranked ahead of Tech for whatever reason.
Now, Tech does enjoy the fact that they have won this game quite handily over the last few years. And judging from what we know about these two teams, there's probably every reason to think they will tomorrow.
I think they'll absolutely roll them. Absolutely roll them. Because that place is tough to play. And like you said a minute ago, Tech loves to play A&M. And they love to play them up there. And their fans are so ape-ass over this game.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not A&M wants to admit that it's a rivalry, it is for Tech.
Yeah, it is for Tech. There's no doubt about that. This is their Texas game, you know? I mean, this game means as much to them as the Texas game means to the Aggies. You know, they kind of switch places.
I think maybe A&M should shift their focus a little and maybe start out with trying to beat Tech.
They can't.
And then look up for the big boys.
They can't. Because years and years ago, when they wrote their fight song, they didn't mention Tech in the first line. So they can't do that.
So ridiculous.
Now, Tech presents problems. There's no doubt about it. If you've seen them play this year, you know how, you know why. If you've seen them play over the last few years, you know how, and you know why. And it's more of the same this year. They sling the ball around. It's all but the run and shoot, and they put up massive passing yardage. They put up big points most of the time, and the Aggies have never shown even the slightest hint of being able to stop it.
If A&M can't run the ball and slow this thing down a little bit, chew up some clock, they'll get absolutely massacred.
Yeah.
You know?
They will.
And they're going to have to score at least 30 points.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, just mark it down. Unless Tech just implodes, they're going to have to score 30.
Yeah, I mean, Tech's going to have a really off day, and there's going to have to be just a barrage of drive-stopping turnovers to keep Tech from ringing up at least 30. And the Aggies have not shown once this year that they're capable of scoring that many.
I know in the Fran era, they put up, I think, 50 in the two times they played at Jones Stadium. And, you know, to be honest with you, would 50 surprise you tomorrow?
No. No.
It wouldn't me at all. It wouldn't me at all. And I don't think enough's being said about Tex Michael Crabtree. Good God.
The kid from Carter, who is a freshman and is just really, really making a place for himself and making his presence known not only in this part of the world but on the national scene as well.
He's set to shatter every receiving record in a single season that there ever was.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy is just a tremendous pass catcher. And I agree with you. The Aggies are going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to get Jaworski Lane involved early, often, and when they do give the ball to him,